Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Josefa talks about las tortugas. The days in the southern part of the New Mexico Territory were hot and dry. Having left the cool comfort of La Mesilla on the banks of the Rio Grande, the hermit proceeded to go east toward the mountains. He didn't have much of a desire to go through the new town of Las Cruces. He was more attracted to the village of Tortugas, just south of it. He came up to a low mud building, modest in its design and execution. It was called La Casa del Pueblo by the locals. He was just about to try to peer into it when an elderly woman came out of it. Even though she spoke Spanish to him, the hermit could see from her complexion that she had rare bloodlines. Mande usted, she said with a friendly nod. This is my first time in your village, began Giovanni. Why is it called Tortugas? Well, there is a legend, said the lady, that once upon a time, this area used to be more green and fertile, and many turtles lived among the vegetation. The people used to honor the turtles and protected them from harm. People used to move to here from all over. There were piros and janos, tampiros, mansos, sumas, tiwas, mexicanos, mestizos, castizos, mulatos, calpabulatos, sambijos, oh, you name them. They were probably here. The population of our village grew rapidly from the time that it was first founded in 1852. As the people moved in, the turtles were edged out of the village. God grew angry and removed his beloved turtles from here. But he didn't want the people to forget of their inconsiderate ways to the turtles, so he created a sign, lest we forget. And just what was that sign? Asked the hermit. By way of a response, the lady lifted her left arm and extended her index finger to the domed mountain formation that was about 40 miles eastward. That, she said, is called Tortugas Mountain. It is the very image of a large petrified turtle. Every year we must honor it. The bishop lifted his eyes to Tortugas Mountains. Then he realized that this lady had much that she could teach him. So he asked her, ¿Y usted? ¿Quién es usted? I am Josefa Sauceda, replied the old lady. I am cacique of Tortugas. That means that I am the keeper of the flame, as it were. My duty is to remind the people of the ancient ways and never let them forget. What kinds of things must they never forget? Questioned Giovanni. They must remember to honor the Holy Virgin on her feast day, on the 12th of December. I must teach the women the turtle dance and the men the dance of the matachin. How do they begin these dances? Asked Giovanni. As all rituals should begin, retorted Josefa Sauceda, with prayer and fasting. The men will make a pilgrimage praying all the way to the Tortugas Mountain on the eve before the feast day. They will weave prayer sticks made out of yucca fibers along the way. They are called quiotes. They will spend the evening offering prayers of reparation on top of the turtle's back. As they come back down the holy mountain, they will light ceremonial bonfires, announcing the arrival of a holy day. Three trails of light will be lit along the turtle's back. As the men re-enter the village, they will hand their quiotes to those who could not go up. These are blessings for them. On the following morning, the ladies will dance, and as the day progresses, they will be joined by the entire village. The dancers will weave their handkerchiefs together and place them on the ground like a gigantic snake. Then the little girls who are dressed in various representations of the Virgin will come out of the church and stomp on the serpent. The old gods and the new are now appeased. Giovanni marveled at the ease and wisdom of Josefa as she narrated her tale. Having thanked her, the hermit continued going eastward toward the Organ Mountains. It was near sunset when he finally arrived at their base. It was true, as Josefa had told him, that bonfires lit in these heights would be seen as far as La Mesilla, Las Cruces, and even Doña Ana. That gave him an idea. You've been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.